Yud Aleph Adar Sheni, Monday the 18th of March, Rabbi Moshe Hyman. Purim, our drunken and out of control Kabbalah Satora.
Oh.
It's starting now. There's a long time to get there.
Not for some.
We hear about Purim all sorts of wonderful and weird things. Midrashim, Rishonim, and Sei Vot, and we'll go through a few of them, very bekitza. And it's very hard to appreciate that we understand them fully. And a lot of them sound very drushy, very, very much out of reality, out of anything we can do anything with, moving forward into Purim. I want to quickly mention a few of them and take you on a very quick trip of a journey I did about a year ago. I spoke here last year about Bechira, if anyone remembers. Sometimes we don't have Bechira, sometimes we do have Bechira. Nothing to go into now. And that led me on to the Akdoma of the Shev Shmeitzer, where he speaks about this inyan. And I spent the last quite a few months on the Shev Shmeitzer. And I came out with a big kasha. And when I tried to find the teretz, I realized that the teretz is only if you take the whole Shev Shmeitzer from Aleph till Mem, as we'll discuss soon. We put them all together in a string. We have a teretz, and that leads us on to a new avona on Purim. So, take you very quickly in half an hour. See what we can do. Take you on this trip. It's a bit fast, but I'll try and be mazgut very easily. So we hear all sorts of midrashim about Purim, about Haman, about Modcha, about Esther. We're going to try and string a few of them together that give us a new understanding on Purim. We know, Chaim Vital says, that Modcha and Esther were gilgulim of Adam and Chava. Haman was the Nochosh. And the whole story happened all over again. Haman, because they were Ne'enef from the Suda, it's like from the Eitz Hadas all over again. And that's why they had a gezerah of Ochen Ka'on Tumusun, that they had gezerah's Kloya, like by the eagle, and like by Chilas Eitz Hadas. That's what the B'nei Tzotzot Marach on it, if you want a Maramokim, who puts it all in one place. We have to understand how does Purim come back to Adam Rishon, Eitz Hadas. And we know Homam and Ateri Minai and Hamino Eitz, which brings us back to this Eitz. There seems to be some connection here in Chazal already, not only in Teres HaKabbalah, Chaim Vital. Where do we find Purim had anything to do with Adam Rishon? That's the first aura. Second one, the Shachar HaTeres says something beautiful, which we have to understand. That Esther would say, Tzumo Lai Gimel Yomim Lai V'Yoyim, 3 days Tarnis. Where did she get the idea of 3 days from? One day we've heard of Yom Kippur, of Sig Diyom in Shanghai, 2 days, 3 days, where did we hear such a thing? Says the Shach, she dashed in the pasuk, says by the mon, v'yancho, v'yarveko, v'yelcho, it's a mon, 3 days, and then you ate mon. On the third day, you eat hamon, So we'll pass for 3 days, on the third day, we eat hamon. Where, it's very nice drush, but come on. In pshat, how can we have a von in such a vote that hamon has something to do with the mon, and eat the mon after 3 days when you're hungry, not for any other reason, and that brings you to achilas hamon. Where can we try and understand this? I think when we come out, we'll have a clear understanding on this medrash, whether or not you want to take my pshat is another question, but I think my pshat is a very nice understanding in this medrash as well. We know that Haman was walking down the road with Modcha on his way down, and he was having a mess in the fila until his daughter thought that was Modcha, and she poured the whole avoycha b'sakisei on his head. It's a very nice part of the story. He came over the Chofi Roish because his daughter jumped off the roof and he was over and also Chofi Roish. Why is this to do with the story? Why does the Middle Kinegan Middle they have to have a toilet poured over his head? Another Nakuda which came up was Hod Kiblu, we all know Kimu Kibla, Yehudim Aleim, Val Zarom, Purim, we're Kabbalah ourselves, Kabbalah Satera all over again. It's all very nice that we had a new Kabbalah Satera, but why did Purim bring us to Kabbalah Satera? What happened on Purim that didn't happen back in the Midbar that we had a new Kabbalah Satera? The Tosafos asked the Kasha already about the Kabbalah Satera there, that there was an interesting Kabbalah Satera. It was a Kabbalah Satera of Kof Malem Haki Gigis. Hashem put the barrel of wine. The Gigis is a barrel of wine. Hashem put a barrel of wine over them, the mountain like a barrel of wine, and told them, come take the Torah with a barrel of wine over you. What's this barrel of wine? Why Daka Gigis? Could have put a Soloiches, could have put a. There's also other lashonis that we could have used. A sal. What's this gigas? Why a barrel of wine? And why does Hashem have to do this at all? The Rebbe said, Nas v'nishmat teitzas. The Tosis answers, they said Nasa Venishma, but because of Amos Maimud, maybe there would have been Chayza. And the Shev Shmaitz in Agdoma starts off with Aleph and gets till Tov. And I kept hearing nice Voltan that he said till I came across one about Bechira that I thought I need to learn this Agdoma. And I started, I went Aleph, beautiful Vot, Beis, a nice Vot, Gimel, even nicer and even more weird. And all of them are beautiful and very weird and wonderful Voltan, Medroshim, Akedas, all sorts of Sforim that he brings, Morals. But I didn't understand that there's any Shaitas from Aleph till Tov. And I was telling people who spent a few years learning it and they told me there's no Shaitas. Until I got to Mem. I finished the whole thing, but when I got to Mem, I realized I had the Bombakash on the last few oasis. Yud, Chof, Lamud, Mem. He says the Vot, starts off in Zion about it. You learn it, you'll enjoy it. He says the Vot, and I took issue with this Vot because I didn't understand how to carry on, and he stops there. He says that Kabbalah Satorah, that Tosfos asked, was already Nasim and Ishmael, why do Kofalim Hagigas? Why put a barrel over them? Why, what's this for? Why force them into the Torah that they're already happy with a smile to take on? And he answers something very, very, very interesting. And he says, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. They didn't say nishma, but Na'aseh, the Malachim already said, wow, they know our side, because only a Malach can do something without understanding. But they still wanted the nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma, they still wanted the nishma. And the Eibush said, no. This Kabbalah Satorah has to be that you're willing to take a Torah without any nishma, without understanding. The whole Torah can be chukim v'shvatim, without any understanding, and that's your Kabbalah Satorah. And even one on that Madrega, they weren't willing to Kabbalah Satorah, and Hashem had to force on them a Kabbalah Satorah of, without an Asim and Ishma, without any understanding, without any idea, without any Havana, what's going on, that's the Torah Hashem wanted them to keep. And all went very well, until the Eden got fed up of it, as we'll soon see, and they did the Egel, and that brought them back to before that. So, that's just what the Shev Shmaitza tells us. I'm going to keep mentioning Shev Shmaitza. Instead of going through the Shev Shmaitza, I'll mention as we go through which Nekudas are from the Shev Shmaitza. But when I finished that, I didn't understand what happened to Purim. If that was the Kabbalah Satorah, that was the Chesoron, it says that's why I need Hod Kiblu. Very nice. So on Purim, according to that Shev Shmaitza, on Purim, what happened? We suddenly came to this Madrega that we want to keep the Torah without any idea, without any Havana, without understanding. What led us to that? Where do we find in Chazal such a thing? That on Purim we suddenly took on a Kabbalah Satorah without understanding what's going on. That's what my problem was. So we'll go back a bit. We'll go a bit what the Shev Shmaitza does say. And I want to use that to gain a new understanding in Purim and in a lot of other nyanim. The Shaar Tshuva, the last Shaar Tshuva on Mishubura, on Tev Leim Mishta Tomid, on the Ramah there, very beautiful shtickle about Matan Torah. It's kedai to learn it for Purim, or on Purim. And there he says a vot, that Omdu Yisrael ha-sinak ish echad b'leiv echad. What's this leiv echad? One heart. It says we all have two yitzorim, and we have to be oved Hashem mishnei yitzrecha, yitztev yitzara. He says Yisrael sh'omdu l'ar-sinai, they didn't have any yitzara. Because they went back to Adam Rishon before Achilah from Eitz Hadas, and when they stood in Har Sinai, they had Bitl Ara, Bitl Azuama, and they could be over Hashem without having a Shteit Zrecha, without having two hearts. And this Indian is something that Shev Shmaitz is very marich on then, Ezdai and Ches, etc. And he explains that it wasn't just standing at Har Sinai. It was Lo Nitna Torah, Ela Lo Oichle Mon. Only somebody who's Oichle Mon can be on this Madriga, brings it from the Beis Yosef, he brings this what. Only Oichle Mon can have the Torah, because the Mon had a special property in it. The Mon, when you ate Mon, it took away all other Taiva. If you look in Ibn Ezra about it, on the Varebeka, on that passage we mentioned before, he says this as well, it took away all Taivas. And if you look in Avos Yonason on the Pasuk, that we say in Aftera and Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, called Seh, is Kodesh, he's must be there as well, that Osid Lovay Hashem will take away our Taiva again, and we won't have any Taiva to eat any food. The only food we'll eat is food that's Kodesh, so we'll eat it because of the Kedusha. So, they wanted the Slav, not because they wanted Slav, but because they wanted to want Slav. It's Avot Taiva. We'll come to it. So the Yidden in the Midbar, when they ate Mon, it got them ready for Matan Torah. The Mon drew out of them any Taiva. That's the Charnos Adoga, which Chazal say referred to Taiva of Tashmish, of Mishpacha, of everything, all the taivas a person has, not only food, all that was dragged out of them. And Yidden stood at Har Sinai, said now to Nishma, they wanted to live with a taiva. Hashem said, no, no, no. That's not the Kabbalah Torah I want. Kofen HaKigigas, he forced them into doing a Torah without any taiva. Now, what is taiva? Taiva comes together with Das. As we find Adam Rishon, as soon as he ate from the Eitz HaDas, he was Yedea Tov and Ra. Once he was Yedea Tov and Ra, then he had Taiva, and then he had Misa, and then he had the whole Bria became Taruvus and Ra and Tov. And it's not stum. It all connects up, because we have a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara Brachas tells us that we say in Atachoinein, Havdola. Why do we do it in where we say Yad V'Yavoi, we say Brachskoinein, why there? Yishalmi tells us, "Im ein das havdolah minayin, hanoitzin asech vino lahavkin ben yom v'layla." You need vino to mavkin ben yom v'layla, ben er lechodesh, ben er lechol, ben kodesh lechol, er lechodesh. You need das to be mavdil. So this koyach to be mavdil is something that if a person doesn't have it, he has no das, then he can't choose to do the right thing. So as soon as Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz HaDas, and now he's got shtei tzrecha inside him. Longer time to look at what was before, but he had two tzorim inside him. Now he has to choose. Im ein das, havdolah minayin. So the das made it able to have a yitzhara, and it all went together. Having a yitzhara needs das. And Shemaitza again is very marach on this from Marama and Shnino that explains that you have to have a mixture of good and bad in order to get to the good. Very interesting to shot him there in Hine Toiv, Mo'oid, Toiv is Toiv, Mo'oid is Ra, because you need the Ra to get you very good. Very, very tifa zachen, that we're not going to go into. Oh, but he does explain that you need the taruvas of ra and toiv, and our body and our seichel has to split the ra and the toiv using das. So, matan Torah was meant to be, we wanted it, should we say, that we should have das, we should understand, and we should choose. The Eitzah said, you're not going to have das. Kovalim hakigigas, a barrel of wine. Why a barrel of wine? Because we all know on Purim the mitzvah is adela yoda. You drink wine, you get adela yoda. That is the chayv inish lebesumi to that stage. The Gemara doesn't say till you're lying on the floor, till you're throwing up. The Gemara doesn't say any of that. The Gemara says adela yoda, bein, or leboruch. You don't know the difference between good and bad. You can't be mavchin. You haven't got the koyach havdola. When you lose your koyach havdola, that is when you've reached the avod sayyim of Purim. Why? Because, as the Shev Shemayit explained to us, we lost out on Purim, on Shavuos being mekabel mirotzen, a Torah that lets us do the Torah without das. On Purim, we'll see how we got there and how we get there. But on Purim, the avodah is the opposite. To take be mekabel the Torah, what they didn't do then. Hada kiblu on Purim without das. They came to a matzav and a stage and a havon on Purim, which they didn't have then. They wanted to have Torah without das. We'll go through that again and explain how. But that's in short, where we're trying to get to. So, on Purim, the story was, okay, we'll go a bit slower, because we'll leave out if we do that. So we have this Gemara of Ein Das, Havdolah Minayin. Now we need Das for something else. We need Das, not only for Havdolah to understand the differences, but also in Metzias, do we want to separate, do Bura, you want to separate the good from the bad, we need Das. And that goes in the physical side as well, as the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, that a tinoik, actually ein loy das, he's got rei, but the rei isn't mitzirochin, as Rashi explains. The Gemara brings the pasuk yoise das, yoise machoiv, and that word machoiv, Rashi says, sirochin. In order to have sirochin, in order for the tsoya that comes out of the body should be tsoya, that's also davon in front of, etc., you need das. Before a child gets to the stage of das, he hasn't got that mitzias of sirochin. How do you understand that? Why is that so? Nefesh HaChayim, the Ben Ishchai, Ibn Sosel, Marach HaNeh, and Shavuos, if you look over there, tells us that why do we have to go to Biskisei? Why does a human have rei? He explains, because the whole Bria, after the 8th and 8th Adas, is Taroi Vizra and Toiv. So every piece of bread you eat is very good, but it's also very bad for you. And the body has to get rid of these toxins, get rid of the Saad, which we can't take in. We know that the Yidden in the Midbar didn't have this. The Yidden in the Midbar had three things. This is Chalosh Miyaste, three things. There's the mon that ate, that didn't get, it didn't make any ra'i, that was Nibale Be'ivorim. There was Masha Tagrum Sa'olam gave them, that till they did the Egel, was Nibli Bivorim. Once they ate from the eagle, they started having to be Motzi, the Gemara says. And I think there's a middle stage, which is what the Eden grew themselves in the Midbars, as the Rashi and the Medrash bring. I think that wasn't much Tagrim Mitzolam. It was a Chiddush in Tagrim Mitzolam, because the Eden were Metakin the Bria, and all the Zuama went out the Bria when they Mekabel the Torah. And therefore, the Mon had no Tzoya in it in Metzia, so the Ramban explains, because it was Oiragonos, it's not tangible food. There was no tzadara in it. So that they didn't have to ever, even after they did the eagle, they never had to be Motzi Rei. But the Guf had to be Motzi Rei for what Tagrim Olam sold them in Metzias, and they still didn't. And the Havonan that is, because the Yidden, Ochen Ka'olim Tumusun, is when they did the eagle. But before that, those Ani Amarati Elohim Atem, your Malochim. Malochim don't know Ra. Malochim don't have Das. So you do a Teva Ra. They don't have a Yitzhara. If you haven't got Das, then there's no Rei, as we saw, a Tinoik, a child, until he has Das, he has no Sirochin. The Gemara says, Kivin Shesorchu, the Gemara in Yuma says. When they were Sorchu Be'egel, then they started having Re'i. Because Sirochin is this word that Rashi tells us in Sukkah, is the word for Machoiv, is the word for Rei. For the Rei being Ra, being something that's a problem. So, and we also have Sirochin Revi, Rashi brings by the eagle, or the fourth Sirochin. We have this Loshon Sirochin a lot of times in Chazal, referring to this Metzias that changed the Eden from being Malochim into humans. In what? In that they had to be Moitzi Rei.
What
is
Sirochin mean?
Sorry?
Sirochin by eagle, what does it mean?
It means bad smell, disgusting.
So you're saying that if they are Mon after the eagle,
they carried on.
They
weren't motzi from the Mon, but they were motzi from Ashtagram Zayn, the Gemara Nima says. Mechalik in the Gemara. Mechalik in the Gemara, exactly what, how, but I think, whatever, there's problems with that. It's got a separate stick on it if you want. So the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Mekabla Terah took away all the Bechira, but they weren't okay with it, as we mentioned before. The Yidden, it's Avil Taiva. They wanted to have the Taiva. They bring the Sheshmet mentioned Al-Sheikh. They wanted to have the Taiva. They weren't good enough sitting there enjoying life. The mon was very tasty. It was kespichas bedvash. But no one sat there waiting, I can't wait for this ice cream we're going for lunch. There wasn't that taiva, the chukka towards things, and they felt empty. Yom she'ein bem chefet. They felt nashi chol bekirbi. They felt that they're missing. And they wanted, we'll see a sasemis about it soon, they wanted to have this koyach to be mavdil. Sasemis says there wasn't even the taiva they wanted. They wanted the koyach to be mavdil, the das that brings to the avdolah. So they wanted to go back to how it was, the Charon Sadogash and Echal Chinam, remembered it, they wanted to go back to that. And that's why they did the Egel, and the Egel, which was very similar to the Indian of Achilles Eitzim Das, Nyek Elohim, that you'll become a maven, Yudei Tevera, and that brought the Eden down into a Kilkul, into a Sirochen, and that's when they started seeing Re'i again, and the Das is what pulled the Eden down back to Odom Rishon Achachet. I want to go into another Inyan a little bit, which is also part of the same Inyan, and we'll come round to Purim. A person has Das, because we ate from Eitz HaDas. Before that, there was no Koyach HaRa, we didn't know the Koyach HaRa, there wasn't Koyach HaRa in the Bria. And there was no Tzorich to be Mavdil. But there is another stage where we can get to this, and this is when we're shikah, as we mentioned before, Kofanim HaKigigis, Hashem made a shikah over Purim, over Kabbalah Satera, and he told us, this is the Torah you have to do, the Torah of Shikras, Torah without your Deh Tevah Ra, as if you don't understand the Tevah and the Ra. There is, L'chayra, a problem with that. A person's shikah, you can't keep the Torah. L'chayra. Soita, Yazat Tzmenayayin, Harba Yayin, I used to be told the Soita, you got there because you drank wine. Drinking wine is not a very good Kabbalah Satera. If we all stood by Shavuot Shikha and say, yeah, we want the Torah now, I think Olam would say that's not Kabbalah Satera. So why in Purim is it suddenly the Kabbalah Satera for Shikha? There's a Gemara which I want to take out of Pshat and put it into Drush, the opposite of what I'm trying to do today. The Gemara tells us, in Shavuot Yud Ches Mabes, Hamavdil al Hayayin, somebody takes a cup of wine and he makes Avdalah, Havanei Boni Meri Rabi Yisroel. He'll have children who are ready to be Mareiro and Klal Yisrael. What is making Avdalah on wine instead of beer or grape juice or whatever it means instead of, what's that got to do with having children in Mareiro? So I'd like to bring a Gemara. Gemara in Ervin, Samchei Amud Aleph tells us, Odom Nivdak Bikisei Bekosei Bekasei. Kosei, Rashi says, a person is Nivdak when he's Shikha, how he behaves. There's another Gemara on Amud Beis that tells us something else. The Gemara tells us that Odom Shedaitim Yosheves Olav B'Yenoi is like the Ayin Zekenim. Somebody, while he's Shikha, he's still got Das, Daitim Yosheves Olav B'Yenoi, he's like the Ayin Zekenim. Because the Ayin Zekenim are Ayin, the Ayin is Gematria Ayin, so this is Ayin. Because Ayin, 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 therefore, I have to understand that Gemara, 70, 70. Gematria 70, the old Gematria 70. And therefore, there's a Shaykh in Ayin Zekenim, 70 Zekenim, and the 70 of Yayin. And a person who is Shikha and still has Das is like the Ayin Zekenim. What's going on here? Why? What's the Shaykhs? And I suggest that the Zekenim needed to come along because the Yidin had come Bar Das. And we needed people of Soyne Betza, etc., who didn't have any gears to go after the Taiva, and they can still lead. Those are the people that we can lead. When somebody is Amabdil al Ayayin, he's holding a cup of wine, he's making Havdola al Ayayin, Ayay Choynen Odom Das, he's got Das, he's Mavdil in Havdola Eleva Das. Even while he's drinking his wine, it's Daitim Yosheves Olav Yenoi, this Gemara and Erev and the Gemara and Shavuot go together. The person that can make Havdola and can be Daitim Yosheves Olav Yenoi, his children can be Moira Ra because he's like the Ayin Zekenim. He's in that bracket of people who don't get Mushpa from the wine. So that's what Odom Rishon was before the Chet. Odom before the Chet was Shikha. He didn't have Das, he was Kofan Mahakigigis. But he didn't do silly things. He was Daitim Yosheves Olav Yenoi, and he could still do Rotzon Hashem and understand to do the right thing. Mitoich the matzav of shikrus, mitoich not having this koyach of avdola, he could still be mavdil, because that's what a odom asholim and ayin zekenim can do. So after we've said that, we can already start tying a few things up. Haman has a lot of shaykhs to Hamenoeh because they came to the Sudas Oes Rasha. They were told by Modcha zekenim, don't eat from the Sudas Oes Rasha. Motta warned them not to, the Ayin Zekenim warned them, don't go eat from this Suda. And they had a taiva, it's Avu taiva for covers, for food, whatever it was. And the Avera was that they were Nana, Maisachila all over again. And that brought them to Ochink, onto Musun, that brought Gezeres Klala and Klal Yisrael from Purim. And the Eden realized, especially in Golos, there's no way we can keep a Torah if we've got taiva. The body disturbs us, the taiva disturbs us, listening to Ratzon Hashem. And that Charotah, why did we miss Abitaiva in the Midbar? We should have stayed when the Eibishter offered us a Torah and Kofan Magigas. Why did he have to force us? We should have said, of course you want a Torah without Taiva. Geschmack. You have to worry about this Taiva and that Taiva. Hashem tells you, do it. You do it. And you have a rotten to do it without being pulled to in two ways. Mamish sat down and had same for Gimel Yom, they did proper Tshuva and they came to Akora. That was the most idiotic idea to miss Abitaiva. Doesn't make sense. Silly. Might be geschmack, might be milus, it can be mavchim and take the rat. At the end of the day, that's not a Torah we can keep, and it's brought us to Kloyal, that's the end. We're meant to go back to Eretz Yisrael, have been to be some Migdash, end the goal of 70 years, and that's not happening. And when they came to that Korah, they did Shuva. And they were now Hod Kiblu, they wanted a Torah, which is a Torah without Das, of Kofan Haki Gigas, which is a barrel of wine. They wanted to Mekayim the Torah from Shikrus. And I want to suggest that that's what you find throughout history. When Noach came out of the Teva, he wanted to start a new world. The whole world was mushkas. And he started a new world. How did he start this world? He took a bottle of wine and got shikha. And we don't understand it. The Teretz is Efshah. He wanted to Mekayim, Rotzon Hashem, he took shikras and showed the Eibishter, I can go back to Odom Kedem Achet. And it didn't work. Chom came along, ruined it. And Chom was Oro Kanan, because he ruined the whole future of the world. That would have been Tikkun Olam. Would have gone back to Adam Rosh and Kodem Echet. The same thing, Benoit's Loit. Loit thought the whole world was Nechrav, starting a new world. Ich bin Noach. Got Shikha. And his daughters were Chayta with him and ruined it. Matan Torah, the eagle. Abe said, okay, the eagle, so we'll have a tikkun of Paradum, which we'll come to in a second, of Mishkan. Mishkan, Shtri Yain. Bnei Aaron wanted to do the Avodah Mitech Shikras and do the right thing. And they didn't. They brought Eish Zorah, Merol of Nerabam, and they did the wrong thing because Shikras. They weren't Mavdil al Yayin, they couldn't hold their heads. While they were Shikha, they thought they could. So each time in history, when there's a new beginning, Manteria, Yem Chasnosi, Yem Sichas Libi, Yem Mishkan, each time there's a new beginning, a new start again, and Purim was the start again. Purim was the time they went back to Bismigdosh, and they had this Nisoya, and they fell, and they did Shuvah, the Chapdarayim, and they could be mekayim kima v'kibla aleim ayhudim to go back to Matan Torah without das, and that's avodah zayim adlo yoda. We meant to on Purim come to avodah of adlo yoda, which is this hakigigas, a barrel of wine over us, and see how you behave with a barrel of wine. See how you behave after you haven't got this das. Are you datim yishavas al b'yeinoy and you're to be for ayin zakenim and you can listen to Modchai and appreciate he knows what he's talking about? Or you're from these people that when they drink wine, they're not nivdak b'koisa and they can't be mavdil al ayin. And that's avid sayyim esha of yom hapur. And if that is true, we have a very nice understanding also on the paraduma. Paraduma was a tikkun for the eagle. The eagle, the pasuk in Tehillim tells us, was an eagle eichel esef. We all know that calves drink milk, they don't eat grass. And the Mefarshim ask already there, what's this eating grass? According to this, it's beautiful. The Yidden in the Midbar were drinking milk, they were drinking the most pure food they could. And it wasn't good enough for them. They wanted to eat Sacharnas Adogo, or physical food that we can be Mavchim and Tevlera. A Tinnik, as soon as he starts eating bread, stops drinking from his mother, he gets his das, he has Tzoya. The Yidden in the Midbar didn't want Egel. They wanted Egel, Eichel Esev. And that's why when they did the Egel, they started having Sorochin, because that's when the das kicked back in. And the tikkun for that was Paraduma, which is Adalayoda. You take something which is Matama and you Matara with it, you take the Matara, it's Matama. It makes no sense. Anyone who wants to keep a Torah with Das will throw this mitzvah away. And the Umas Olam and the Sokhan made fun of it because it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Torah says the Torah is Kavayochel stupid. The Torah is a Shikha Torah. The Torah Kavayochel is meant to be kept without Das because it's not something that we can ever appreciate and do Mavdola on the Torah. The Torah is meant to be a Shikha Torah. It was meant to be Mekubal with a haki gigas and a matzav of not understanding. So somebody to say that it's stupid doesn't understand that Torah is not something that's das. Torah is before the das, Torah is without das, and that is the avodah of paraduma. And that's why Chazal tells us the paraduma is bo aim bekenech tsoyas beno, because the eagle brought sirochin kimish sorchu be eagle. They had sirochin, and the olam came to olam of after Adam Rishon. And the tikkun was bo'ein, paraduma, which is, tells us the silly is not, the Torah is not something you can understand. Be mekayim the Torah as if you're silly and as if you don't have das, and still be mekayim this Torah, because the Torah has nothing to do with das and that madrega, and that is a tikkun for the das that they wanted of the eagle. So that's how the eagle can be compared to the Indian of Tsoya, and the paraduma can be compared to a aim, to a mother that cleans up this mess. If this is true, I don't know if it is, but I'd like to read to you a Sfas Emes that I found afterwards in Parsha Baloischa that Mamish ties together these in Yonim, and with that we'll finish. Sfas Emes tells us on the Pasuk, Kumis Oinim, Bira Inyan, Kibavadai Loim Achshavosim Nara. They weren't stum Oinim, they wanted this, wanted that, wanted slow, they weren't stum moaning. Shirotzu b'chinas eitzadas tevara. They wanted to come back to the b'chin of eitzadas tevara k'moichet arishin, and that also wasn't stam avera. That was also with seichel. Also, Adam Rishon had the cheshbon. He wanted to have avdolah. Ve'emes ato acha achet shenis arach tevara ba'olam in an efesh ochel leistaken rak b'koyach habiru. They understood that after the world's new world of tevara and the bria, they need to have this das in order to bring the world to the tikkun. The remes apostle gamba loy das nefesh loy tov. Without das, a nefesh can't cope. My gum, rak liyos ki ikar rotzon hoyoshis davika odam beitzachaim Torah chukim mitzvus. Skip a few lines. Bachilas lechem no oretz hu hadas amavari ben tov vara ubor oichem etech psoles k'mosh kofsa gemara. Ein tinuk yudea likri abav ema ad shatoyim tam dogon. It's dogon eating food and it's that gives you das. V'chein all the way round. Ein marchikim mitzoyas cotton ad shoyichel kizayas dogon. That's when it becomes soya. Because lechem in haaretz misarav psoilus, like we said before, from the Nefesh HaChaim, ube'emes ha'odom kolel kol madrigus. I won't go through the whole thing, but he puts together this inyan that the Yidden wanted to have das in order to have the koyach habirur, in order to bring the tikkun into the bria. And his mazbe afterwards where they went wrong. They went wrong because they shouldn't listen to Moshe and Aaron. They were state dadi isha. He says that there should be meinik from them, not to have to be mitzarev in the teva. You don't need birra teva, and you don't need koyach havdala, because there is no ra to be sholeton and to mevara. But they didn't get that, and that's why they mitzavim taiva. They didn't appreciate that we have to kind of teirim to shikrus, and that's the mitzvah of itzayim of Purim.